Right now, I thought we would talk about women's curling because north of the border in Canada, you are. Oh, now what's this?
Hey,
what's going on?
Oh, look at her.
Hey, it's Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in our building.
Hey, it's Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in the building.
Hey, Clarence, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you fellas doing?
Well, we're in the middle of our show.
Yeah, I figured I'd come in here during break and talk to y'all a little bit and tell y'all some funny stories and such. And
well,
when y'all back
break.
On the air.
Right now.
I've been streaming your show down there in the boiler room.
Hmm, okay, thanks.
Yeah, I just got hooked up to the Dallas internets. And I'd been resisting getting me a personal Univac there for a while. But my granddaughter's been after me to get an email address.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you got to have one of those.
Yeah, and I told her, honey, I'm 73. I'm too old to move. But she explained I didn't have to move all the way to email town to get an email address.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got one, and so y'all can email me if you want to get in contact with me.
What is it?
HornyGoat46@AOL.net.
All right, that's interesting. Well, good. I'm glad you're online.
Yeah, what?
Never mind.
I don't know what that is. I haven't got that part of the internet yet. But I've been enjoying being on the web systems because y'all seen that old gal laughing in that Chewbacca mask?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
That's funny. I'd pretty much lost my will to live until I saw that. But it's so good to see someone have a genuine laugh and everyone in the country agrees is real.
Well, I'm glad you bought into it.
Craig really
what
doesn't
do you mean,
think
bought into it?
He doesn't really think she's real.
I think it's a fake laugh.
I'm losing my will.
Oh, Clarence, I mean,
well, it's going.
I mean, it's a real laugh, and it's funny, and it's great, and you should enjoy it.
Oh, he was putting me on.
Yeah, he was putting you on.
Yeah.
Of course it's funny.
You're tugging on my tail there, aren't you? I tell you what. Well, I'm out this morning doing a little political campaigning.
For who?
And, well, let me first of all ask you this, George.
Okay.
You going to vote for Trumps in the fall?
Trump? I don't know yet. I don't know who I'm going to vote
for.
Well,
as you can tell by my button-topped mesh rope ball cap that's riding high on my head, I'd like to make America great again.
And you think he can do that? Huh?
I am. I'm stumping for Trumps. You like that, George? It rhymes.
I like it.
Let me ask you, George, if you're not voting for Trumps, why do you want illegals coming in here to build their ISIS stands in Clive Warrant parks?
Boy, that's so messed up.
Is that what you want?
Well, no, I don't want that.
Because Hillary has a plan in place.
To do just that, huh?
Yeah.
You okay?
George, I know you agree with me that we need to make America great again.
Sure.
By building more tech express lanes.
Now, there I'll disagree with you on.
You don't like the tech express lanes?
No, I think they're ripping off our citizens.
You're about as American as General Santa Day Annie. I took that tech express on my way into work this morning. Wow, I got here fast.
Yeah.
I was zipping right along.
I don't know if it's going to be a good thing, though, on your fixed income.
Of course, I was driving my 1948 Chevrolet pickup. It's got
have a
three on the tree and tops out at 35 mph, and the rings are shot, so it looks like I'm driving a DDT mosquito mister down the road. But it's still, I got here faster than I normally would.
Yeah, you can't do that on those express lanes.
Wait, what did you say about the fixed income? They cost money?
Oh, yeah. You may have paid $4 for that ride-in this morning.
I can't afford that on my fixed income.
That's what I'm saying.
George, give him a 20.
George, could you give me a 20?
Well, I guess. Yeah, I'd do anything for you, Clarence, but I don't know.
Well, give him 40, then.
No. Give me 40. Can you give me 40?
Not that much. I'll give you 20.
Let's go for 60. Anybody got a 60? You got a $60 bill on you,
George? Will give you 60. No.
George, there, 60.
So,
can we go 100?
No.
Go 100. Anybody give me 100?
George will.
George, $100 bill.
I'm not raising my hand.
Well, I just just want y'all to pray for me because I'm not doing too well.
Oh, well, you look fine. Looks like you're doing great.
Well, you can't see the problems that I've got.
Oh.
It's my prostate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just wanted to come on here and encourage everyone to give themselves prostate exams.
Or have a doctor do it.
You know how women's need to give themselves the teat exam?
Yeah.
Well, men's need to do the prostrates.
Well,
I don't know if you could do your own.
Yeah, you can with my simple three-step process. Step one, grow yourself some orangutan arms.
Well, who can do that?
Step two, reach around to the backside and go spelunking.
God.
Step three, give yourself the full Elton John treatment. Massage that baby. Learn every inch and centimeter.
I don't think you can do that.
It's a great public service.
I don't know what you're looking for.
If I'd done that, maybe I wouldn't be in the condition I'm in today.
Oh. Well, hang in there, Clarence.
Well, I just want to show you how I do it here. Let me pull.
No, we don't need to see.
No, stop.
Thank you, Clarence.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Open the barn door.
Oh, it says 19th hole.
Yeah.
See you later. There goes Clarence, our maintenance man.